conference record has joined the conference.
Hi, this is Heather Van Kuren with the JCP Program Office and Martine Verberg with the London Java Community. And this is a call for spec leads on Adopt a JSR. So starting with the first slide, Adopt a JSR, the program that was launched in late 2011 by the London Java Community and SoJava. And this is a program that is designed to get developers more involved in the standardization process through the JCP. And I'll let Martine say a few words here.
Yeah, hi, everyone. So basically, as Heather said about just a little over a year ago, we decided that developers should participate more in standards. We sort of focused on the first year on evangelizing the JCP and JS5 in general, getting the word out, and this year we want to focus very strongly on more practical matters, so setting up workshops and hack days and feeding back more practical results back to the spec leads and expert groups.
Okay, so for this call, we're going to talk a little bit about how spec leads can kind of harness the enthusiasm of the Java user groups, and then we'll highlight some of the use cases that a few Java user groups have already started developing, and then we'll have a few screenshots that show you some of these projects and where the resources are, and at the end, we'll have time for questions. So it's a Java user group initiative to improve Java standards, and there is a home page on java.net that's URL on slide 3, and it's also adoptajsr.org. We'll redirect you to the java.net page. So why should Java user groups get involved in your JSR? It's going to move the entire ecosystem forward, obviously, which is good for everyone, but will also speed up the development process of your JSR and ensure that the standards are practical and have real-world experience and input from end users and developers around the world, not only English speakers, but other languages as well. We have an entire program developed in Portuguese, which has gained a lot of enthusiasm from the Brazilian developers. We have programs going on in Africa, in India, and all throughout Europe. Get into a few particulars towards the end of the conversation, specific examples. So how to get started. A good way to get started as a spec lead is to join the project on java.net. You can log in and join the project as well as the mailing list, or you can just view the archives and see what JSRs people are interested in. There's also a wiki on java.net, which is the homepage, adoptajsr.org. You can see a matrix there of Java user groups and which JSRs they have highlighted as their particular interest. We've instructed the Java user group leads to communicate with you as a spec lead to use your comments alias that's available on your java.net project and your JSR page on jcp.org. So we encourage you to communicate directly with the Java user groups. You can also help by outlining for them what particular areas you're interested in getting help with. I have a couple of slides with examples of what these might be moving forward, some suggestions, but it's entirely up to you what you would like to ask for assistance with, and, of course, what the Java user group is interested in doing. So you can ask your contributors to join the JCP. This is not required, but if you are going to accept code from the Adopt a JSR program participants, you will need to ensure that they are members of the JCP and assigned to JSPA. And you can always contact the PMO for that, or myself, pmo@jcp.org, or heather@jcp.org. The Java user groups have also gotten fairly active on Twitter. So on Twitter, you can provide updates and feedback using the hashtag AdoptAJSR. And they also have an account, which is Adopt-A-JSR. It helps to copy the JCP as well, so I can help facilitate with coordinating the efforts as well, and that's JCP_org. I don't know, Martine, if you want to pitch in here and share any other pointers before we move on to specific suggestions.
Certainly, if the SPIC leads or the SPIC group want to get out a particular milestone or some information about their JSR, then certainly do aim it at the Adopt-A-JSR account. We actually have two or three people in the London Java user group who are permanently looking at that Twitter handle and making sure that it's constantly pushing out new information every couple of days. So it's already racked up a good number of followers as well. So it's quite a good resource.
Okay, great. So slide six, some specific recommendations for you. We suggest that you make your downloads frequent, the latest version of the specification and the reference implementation. Make those easily accessible for people who are interested in contributing. You can put those on your JSR page on jcp.org, as well as the corresponding java.net project pointers to those downloads, not just the official JCP milestones, but iterative downloads are helpful. You can also donate sample applications that you may have of your implementations. Martine has set up a GitHub account organization, Adopt-A-JSR, and there are several sample applications there, but those are helpful for the Java user groups to organize hack days and play around with the code. So it's a helpful step to donate anything that you may have there. As I mentioned before, creating goals for your JSR is helpful, so making those specific in terms of the content that you're looking for and the help that you're looking for, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. This is basic goal-setting maxim from Attitude is Everything back in the 80s, I think it was developed, but just a suggestion to help you develop some specific goals for your JSR and what the developers can contribute. Anything you want to say about that, Martine?
I guess what we found to be most effective certainly is when we organize hack days, for example, JSR 310 date and time, where Stephen Colburn and Roger Riggs came along and they set very specific coding problems for the attendees to solve using the new API and using the new reference implementation. And I think that was invaluable for everyone. There was a lot of clear tasks that people could finish within the 3 hours that attacked the reference implementation at all of the weak spots that Stephen and Roger were interested in. And it also, you know, how can I put this? So you have those shorter term sort of hack days, but it also then encourages one or two people who are really into that particular area of technology to then hopefully join the JSR as a longer term thing.
So if you have anything, you can donate that to GitHub. And then also if you do create goals of what you'd like from Adopt-A-JSR participants, you could send those out on Twitter, the areas that we mentioned on slide five. You can post those to your java.net page. You could send them to me just so we can make sure that they're available. On slide seven, these are some basic guidelines, and we are also sharing these with the Java user group for accepting feedback. This is just general guidance, but obviously you and the expert group would have the decision on whether you could incorporate the feedback. And as you are probably aware, and as you already are leading your JSR for specifications that are in public review stage or later, most likely new feature requests are not going to be put into this version of the JSR. So we're setting that expectation for specifications that are earlier in the process. So if they haven't gone through the official early draft stage, new features may be accepted if they're in the existing scope of the JSR, so what was approved by the executive committee. But if they're not accepted for that version of the JSR, they could always be considered for another version. Many JSRs go through two or more versions in the JCP as new JSRs. And we also encourage the Java user groups to collaborate on a particular JSR. There are a couple of JSRs right now in the Java EE space that are very popular, with 5 or 6 Java user groups being interested in them. So we're encouraging them to collaborate together to consolidate their feedback. You're also welcome to encourage them to do that if you have multiple Java user groups contacting you about your JSR. And it is also helpful when you're communicating on your comments alias to include a Java JSR in the subject line, so we can easily search for that. That helps with the collaboration. And also when you're responding to JIRA issues, if you know those are coming in through adopt-to-JSR, if you could use adopt-to-JSR in your JIRA instance as well, that is helpful. And we have an example of that, a screenshot, towards the end of the presentation here. Did I miss anything there, Martin?
No, I think that covers it. So the adopt-to-JSR tag, it's actually an idea that came out of Cecilia Borg for OpenJDK work. Was it's quite useful if the spec leads or the expert groups can mark certain issues in their issue tracker, which are very suited for the adopt-to-JSR program. So again, these sort of short, sharp tasks or some of the low-hanging fruit that would be great to take away from a busy spec lead and give to an enthusiastic developer who might want to, you know, maybe help tidy up some Java doc or fix a few small bugs, that sort of thing.
Okay, so moving on to slide 8. Slide 8 and 9 are some suggestions of how Java user groups could help you in your JSR. Slide 8 are more for the earlier phases of your JSR. Not exclusively, but in most cases, these are things in terms of getting set up, helping you maintain mailing lists or moderating the mailing list, helping with documentation or translations, with your wiki page, if you were using one on java.net, if you want to create an FAQ of the Java user group, could help you with that, as well as getting up set up with your project infrastructure for your JSR to give it more visibility, posting, or search engine optimization. On slide 9, there's some more involved activities that Java user groups can get involved in, and there are several that Martin can highlight, where they've organized hack days, testing out the early builds of the reference implementation, getting feedback on issues with RI, coding the actual implementation, creating sample implementations. I think with JSR 3.10, there may even be assisting with building the TCK. So these are some suggestions. As you get further through the JSR process, I don't know if Martin wants to pitch in here any other specific things that spec leads could ask for help with from the Java user groups through adopt-to-JSR.
I think, to me, a lot of the JSRs in the past have not had this publicity they deserve, and therefore have not had the community built around them that they deserve. So even at the very least, certainly asking the Java user groups and this program to help evangelize your JSR, even in the early stages, I think will certainly be of great long-term benefit as you go through what can be quite an arduous task. You know, to get a JSR out can take a year or 2 years, and can be quite a lonely task for a spec lead or an expert group. So certainly at the very least, help get the Java user groups to help publicize on your behalf. And as things mature, they're certainly it's very useful for to get the practical feedback from a group of 30, 40 developers on the RI in particular.
Okay. So moving on, there's also, I wanted to take this opportunity to highlight here adopt the JSR transparency sub-project, which you may have heard about. So this is asking Java user group participants to give us feedback on how the spec leads are doing with their transparency requirements. So you can always direct people, if you don't have anything now for them to do, you can direct people to fill out these surveys. These are really helpful in giving you feedback as well as helping the PMO to know what things people are doing well at with their transparency and what things they need some more assistance with. So this is also linked off of adoptthejsr.org. There's a transparency sub-project there with a link to this survey of active JSRs. We have about 29 active JSRs now. So there's a drop-down menu for the 29 active JSRs. So an active JSR would be a JSR that had some milestone activity within the JCP in the last 12 months. You're also welcome to fill out these surveys for JSRs if you'd like to do that and give us feedback. So this will help us in many ways, and will help you too, so we can also provide tools to you to make your work more transparent. So moving on to slide 12, there are a few examples of the Java user groups around the world that are participating. As I highlighted earlier, we have Java user groups throughout the world, in Africa, in Asia, North America, South America, and Europe. 20 Java user groups are currently participating, and these are all listed on the wiki in more of a matrix form. As I mentioned earlier, there are some JSRs that are more popular, with several JSRs being interested in adopting them, such as JSR 339 and 353. But there are 23 JSRs in total that have been adopted, so it's not limited to just those most popular JSRs. JSRs such as JSR 107, which has been around for a while and still making it through the JCP, that has interest, 321, 331. So some of the JSRs that are more standalone are also being adopted. So whether or not you're actually in one of the platforms, there still is interest from some Java user groups in almost every JSR that's going through the JCP right now. Martin, let me know if you want to pitch in anything at this point. If not, I'm going to move on to slide 14. This gives you an example of what some of the JSRs are pulling together, following kind of what I said earlier with developing goals or specific areas that you'd like feedback. There's a consolidated page on the glassfish.org/adopt-a-JSR. And seven of those JSRs, actually nine at this point, have put in specific requests of what they want help with. So that's a good list to look if you want to see some examples of what spec leads have put together in terms of asking for contributions from the Adopt-a-JSR program in particular. So I would suggest that as a resource. So there's three or four bullet points of what they're looking for specifically at the time. The use cases are on slide 15, particular events and applications that Java user groups have put together. In particular, the London Java community has been very active with organizing hack days, and I'll let Martin say a few words about the events and how the feedback has gotten back to the spec leads.
Right, yeah, so this is primarily, at least in London, been done for two of the Java SE JSRs. So it's the JSR for the Lambda specification coming into Java 8 and the date and time specification. And basically what was arranged, that we had the spec leads come over in both cases, or local experts. We had a small application that people could use, or a small set of tests that people could run or run against in order to test the reference implementation. There was a shared Google Doc on the day, which people filled out. Actually, it was an online Google survey, which would then back onto a Google Doc. And all of the results were gathered up at the end of the day, sort of filtered for duplicates and that sort of thing. And then that entire document was simply sent straight to the expert group. I can't actually remember whether that was sent over the official JSR mailing list or not. If it wasn't, perhaps it should have been. So, yeah, that's certainly what's happened for those two JSRs. JSR 3, 10, and 6, the date and time one, was quite interesting because the spec lead and Roger Riggs and some of the other folks had put together quite a fun little application for people to try and fulfill some business requirements using the new date and time API, so trying to find out when the death date of King Henry VIII was, when to launch fire rockets, off the Sydney Harbour Bridge for New Year's Eve, all sorts of little things like that. So having small applications or small failing unit tests that you then want developers to pass is certainly a very good way to go about it. We recently had another hack day on the JSON and WebSockets JS files. I believe the feedback for that is still being gathered into a document, and again, that will be sent directly to the mailing list for those two expert groups. So that's primarily how the process is working so far, but we are certainly very open to suggestions from the spec leads, in particular as how they would prefer to get that feedback, because we can very easily advise the user groups around the world to communicate in the way that is easiest for you guys to take in.
Okay. Any specific suggestions or questions now before we show a couple of examples and turn off the recording? You can find out more on adoptajsr.org. Join the mailing list. And as I mentioned earlier, there's the Twitter accounts at adoptajsr. And the hashtag AdoptAJSR. There's also an IRC channel available. So that is listed on slide 16. Slides 17 through 20 are some screenshots of the Ajira instance showing AdoptAJSR tag. And there's also some screenshots of projects that people have donated on GitHub. One for CDI, JSR 346, time API, JSR 310, and one for JSR 353 JSON on GitHub. Before I turn off the recording, is there anything else that we should add back in to highlight for people who are listening to the recording about the GitHub projects or Jira?
Just that this has again been the focus for 2013, so the three or four GitHub projects that have been added have all been added in sort of late January, early February, so we're getting great momentum there. Our aim is to certainly have at least one application per JSR, and the idea is we have a central organization, either individuals or Java user groups can fork from it as per the usual GitHub model. And if there are extra useful additions to the applications or extra tests, for example, they can develop those locally, submit a pull request, and share with everyone else. It also gives Java user groups, and particularly in non-English-speaking countries, a chance to fork the project and add their own readmes and documentation and presentations and things in their native language, which I know we've seen some forks, especially from the Brazilians, happen already, and I believe some folks from Germany and France as well to translate into local languages. So we're seeing it as the best practical way to get useful feedback back into the JSRs. And, again, we're more than happy to accept more projects or accept advice on how we can make it better for the spec leads.
Hey, okay, great. Thank you. And, again, if you need help getting access to the GitHub account, you can contact Martijn, and what's the best way to get in contact with you?
Multiple ways. My email address is martijnviburg@gmail.com. You can find me as martijn_viburg on Skype. Because I have an unusual name, if you Google my first name, which is MARTIJN, and Java next to that, I'll probably end up being hopefully somewhere in the top search results, and you can find all the various ways you can get hold of me on Twitter, and my email's public and all that sort of thing as well.
Yeah.
And I can give Heather my contact details, and she can pass it on to the spec leads mailing list.
Yes, I can do that, and I can always help as well. If you need help, it's heather@jcp.org or pmo@jcp.org if you need help. So we're going to turn off the recording now. And we'll have a couple minutes for Q&A. One moment.